That's Dance of the Nights from Romeo and Juliet. That's the choice of song that George Wardlaw has when he kicks a goal these days. George, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me. Yeah, good to be here.
I've got to ask why the choice of that song. I know that a few have asked you, but just for my audience, why is that the choice of song for you?
I wish I could give you a straight answer on that one, but I really can't. I don't know. I must have heard it a while back, and when I did, it definitely stuck with me. And, it's quite a unique choice and it stands out. But, yeah, I didn't really think it would get this much attention.
No, well, it has got a bit of attention because it is different. Are you a classical music fan, or this is just one out of the box that you heard?
Like I said before, I'm not. It's not in the daily mix, that's for sure.
Right.
But I did like it. I liked the way it sounds, and I thought it'd fit. And it sounds good across Marvel.
Well, you've got a few unique things coming your way. Are you going to stick with the Black Boots forever?
I haven't thought too far ahead about that. I think it might be interesting if I put on some fluoro boots. But yeah, for now, I've got to stick with the Black Boots.
You've got some sponsor surely coming your way. Just leave them blank. It's a bit like a cricketer putting no stickers on his bat. George, they're going to come for you. They're going to have you in a pretty coloured, pretty pair of coloured boots soon.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully one day.
It must be fun at the moment. I mentioned earlier on, I was with Harry Cheezel a week ago and talking about how many young guys are coming through. It must be fun at the moment, given you are part of a new crop. It's your second year, so watching AFL 360 last night, you didn't want to say it, but you made it sound as if it's a hell of a lot nicer to be a second-year player than how tough it was this time last year as a first-year player.
That's right. I think I can also, me and Harry can provide a bit of guidance for the high picks in Colby and Zane, who are coming through with a lot of things that happen in your first year. And obviously, they'll have a lot of people having expectations on them, but they've handled it really well. And yeah, coming around the second time's a lot easier. And yeah, can develop more of a leadership role, I suppose, now that it is my second time.
So what have you told Zane and Colby that you learned last year?
A lot about just focusing on the football, which they've found easily because they've come through and had an uninterrupted pre-season, which they've performed really well. So they found it easy, and obviously both making their debut in round one. It's looking good for them, and they'll no doubt have great seasons.
I had Nick Larkey on the show a couple of days ago, George, and asked him how Alistair Clarkson chose who he took over to the US to go and watch the Golden State Warriors. What was the process there?
Wasn't much of a process. We just saw that our dates lined up with Clarko's Buckley, so he was lucky. Oh, he was nice enough to take me, Blake and Cheese under his arm for a little bit, took us to a Golden State Warriors game and a few other things, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, we're the chosen ones.
A few life lessons as well from Clarko. You stayed in some different places. You were in each other's company a lot.
Yeah, that's right. It was great to bond with the coach during the pre-season. So, yeah, learned a lot off Clarko. Continue to learn a lot off Clarko. Yeah, and more about just finding out a bit more about his personality and the way he goes about things. And, yeah, learned a lot from him.
I heard that Clarko learned a lot from you and Harry as well.
Geez, I'm not too sure about that. Probably.
Well, what kids in 2024 are like? I mean, Clarko's been around a long time. His system at Hawthorn was epic to the point that it won four flags and was cutting edge at the time. But he's had to change a bit, and he needs to get an understanding of what life's like for a 19-year-old in 2024.
Yeah, that's right. He also has a son that's our age too. So he brought his son Matt across, who me and Cheese and Blake all knew growing up. So Clarko might have a bit of understanding of the 19-year-old's life in 2024 with his son being our age. But yeah, that made the trip all the more enjoyable.
Can you explain a bit of Northball for us? The lining up of players down the spine of the ground, where you have to fan to open up space. Can you give us a little bit of an insider knowledge as to the way Northball gets played when you're moving from defence to attack?
Yeah, well, I think we just play what we get given. We like to put speed on the ball, and we saw that works for us against the Freo Dockers, especially in that first half. So if we can keep playing like that throughout the full course of a game, then good things will happen.
And corridor use if you can, so opening up space in the corridor to keep your your corridor availability is what a number of clubs are trying to do these days. You don't really want to go wide.
Yeah, well, you're right. A lot of clubs do try to do that. It's the shortest way to goal. So, and if we can get that working, it's probably the most effective too. So, we're not the only club trying to do that. But yeah, you're up.
Good Friday. If you want to join the debate, would you like it staying at Marvel so you can play in front of a full house of majority of your fans, or do you think it'd be better at the MCG in front of 80,000, even though it would turn into a Carlton home game?
I'm not too sure on that one. I do like Marvel Stadium. I've gotten used to it now in my second season, so I wouldn't have much input on that. But yeah, I think it's great at Marvel Stadium. North fans love this game. I remember last year I wasn't out in the field, but I was in the stadium, so I got to experience the from the fans' position, and it was awesome. There were so many people there, and yeah, I'm really excited to play in front of the big North Melbourne crowd.
Yeah, it does feel like you've got a blockbuster that's yours. It must be exciting for Friday.
That's right. It's a big game for the club. And obviously, it's more than just the game, what it represents for us players and obviously the people in the Royal Children's Hospital. So, yeah, it's a big game and a big day for everybody involved.
And one personal question without notice that you can tell me to nick off if you don't want to tell me the answer. That's fine. You can keep it private. Yep. But what are you driving?
I'm driving a Mazda CX-5.
Okay, so the club have looked after you with a Mazda?
Yeah, they're our great sponsors, so shout out to Mazda.
Okay, you haven't bought one yourself, you haven't gone out. We've been told that the players these days get told by their managers, don't waste your money on your first contract on a new car.
Yeah, not too sure about that. Mazda were generous enough, so I appreciate their their handout, but yeah.
Good pluck. George, great to have you. Good to have you on the program, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you Friday.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Cheers.
George Wardlaw, the Round 2 Rising Star. Of course, we're sponsored here by Werribee Kia. Biggest EV sale ever on now at Werribee Kia. You can drop down and see David, Janan, Aid, and Jim and the team. But good to have North Melbourne on the program. Good to have North Melbourne Membership Day a couple of days ago, and good to be able to give some of their long-time sponsors a plug. You with Dwayne's World.
Who said drainage couldn't be sexy? Luxus grates are UV stable, rust-proof, customizable on-site, easy to install. Hot, right? The tradies get it. Think sexual. Think Luxus.